This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. And I'm coming to you from an absolutely raucous Rivers Casino Sportsbook. Malzy, check me. Stop me if you've heard this before. Malzy is playing Oakmont today. He is playing the host of the 2025 U.S. Open, one of the most difficult and beautiful golf courses in all the world. And he is purportedly playing with Bob Pompeiani today. Bob playing golf at Oakmont before he's on the mic for the Steelers' first preseason game Saturday down in Jacksonville. Maybe we can get an update on Malzy and how he played before the end of today's show. We're on until 5:45, and we have breaking news from Adam Schefter. This story was filed to ESPN's website in the last 15 minutes. And Schefter writes the following. Steelers four-time All-Pro defensive tackle Cam Hayward is seeking a raise in a defensive market that has experienced a reset this offseason. Hayward hasn't fully participated yet this summer in practice as he awaits a restructured contract that has not gotten done. Hayward has 2 years remaining on his contract, $14.75 million this season, with $13.45 million of that already having been paid as a roster bonus that was given to him the fifth day of the league year, which is back in March. Hayward is currently scheduled to be the NFL's 36th highest-paid defensive lineman this season and its 18th highest-paid defensive tackle. Hayward and the Steelers have addressed this privately, sources told Schefter, but they have not made any progress on a reworked deal. In the meantime, he has not been a full participant in training camp. I thought one of the big stories going into Steelers training camp was that they had taken all of their Tylenol. All of their headaches were gone. No need to come up with any kind of crazy migraine remedy. TJ Watt signed a deal. Aaron Rodgers reported to minicamp and was ready to go for training camp, and there were going to be no dudes who were pissed about their contractual status. Apparently, I'm wrong, and frankly, all of Steelers media is wrong too. Because how can it be, and this is not a shot at them really, but I'm just completely flabbergasted by this, how is it we've got pretty much 30 dudes who are over there every day? Many of them have a good relationship with Cam Hayward. I mean, I'm now actually getting mad at myself, too, because I like to think I have a pretty good professional relationship with Cam. And he's got a great relationship with most of the people who cover the team. How is it that we're into the third week of training camp and we're just learning about this right now? No one has watched these practice and his participation, and I get it. He's 36. But you're telling me up until 20 minutes ago, nobody thought to look at Cam Hayward's lack of involvement in practice and think, huh, this is peculiar. I've been coming out here to cover Steelers practice for X amount of years. Cam's been here for 15 years. And this is not the way things have looked. This is different from how things have looked in the past. So that's the first thing that popped into my head as soon as I saw this story. The next thing is this. I think Hayward has a good point. He's only got 1 year left on his contract after this season. So when the Steelers fixed things last year, it was a Band-Aid. And it was, I think, a handshake deal with no real guaranteed money in there, in which they pretty much told him, look, you'll get paid as long as you perform. And then he went out and he stayed healthy all of last year, and he played like an all-pro again. And Cam's probably thinking, I'm playing like an all-pro, so pay me like an all-pro. And they're not anymore. He's the 18th highest paid defensive tackle. His salary for this season is going to be $1.3 million. That's because he took that bonus in March. All right, so put the $1.3 million on top of the bonus. He's still making less than $15 million this year. Chris Jones, the incredible Chiefs defensive tackle, who's helped them win Super Bowls, makes $31 million. He's not twice the player Cam Hayward is. Milton Williams, who went out and balled out in the Super Bowl and honestly could have been the MVP of that game, left for greener pastures, went to New England. He's making $26 million. Aleem McNeil, do you guys even know who that is? You probably don't, unless you're a hardcore football fan. He's a defensive lineman for the Lions. He's making $24 million. So Hayward is unbelievably overpaid. His contract, or underpaid, excuse me. If Cam heard that, he's going to be mad that I got it wrong. His salary for next year is structured the same way. It's a $1.3 million salary with only a $12.95 million signing bonus. So I was driving down here. This is new to me. I heard the outstanding interview Starkey was doing with Kennedy and Darius Kasparaitis, so I didn't think I was missing anything. Donnie, thank God, Donnie texted me at 1:55 and said, look, did you see this Hayward story? So we've got a pretty big, juicy development here. They figured it out last year, but Hayward played hardball with the Steelers and said things like, hey, I've got family in Cleveland. I could see myself finishing my career somewhere else. He didn't make those comments. And it sounds to me like he thinks he performed so well that he should be up for a new contract again with only 1 year left on the deal, and that's how the Steelers do it. If you've only got 1 year left on the contract, they go back to the negotiating table with you. And I think what the media did incorrectly on this, and I know I'm guilty of this too, so I'm not just casting aspersions on Cabali and Dulac and Fittipaldo and Hathorne and Brooke Pryor and all these people. This is for me too and everybody else. I think we just assumed, hey, Cam is old and he only has 1 year left on his contract beyond this year, which means he'll probably play in 2026 and then retire. Hayward obviously doesn't see it that way. 412-928-9370. Pretty simple question. What's your reaction to this story? Do you think Cam Hayward deserves a new contract and deserves a raise? I have to say yes, because he proved that age was just a number last year, and he deserves to be more than just the 18th highest paid defensive tackle in the NFL and the 36th highest paid defensive lineman this season in the NFL. 412-928-9370. Best call here on this topic is going to win two tickets to see Linkin Park at PPG Paints Arena a couple of weeks from now on August 19th. Donnie, I've given you all the details on this story. What's your reaction to it now?
I mean, when I first saw it, I did find it a bit, you know, odd that we hadn't heard from really anybody locally on this, and it was the bigwigs that were putting it out there. Now, I think we're both hearing the same things from the folks that are there every single day. The assumption was just Cam Hayward is in his mid to late 30s. Mike Tomlin is kind of just letting him do his own thing, just as a source of like load management through training camp. So I think this catches a lot of people off guard, but it is hard to look at what Cam is still able to do and say that he shouldn't get more given where the market is at.
So you would pay him. You would give him what he wants then.
I mean, I would try to restructure things with him, yeah.
How high would you go? Would you give him 25?
So where – I got to pull up the list.
He's 18th right now among defensive tackles. He's going to make, when you add up his bonus and his salary this year, he's going to make less than $15 million. The top of the heap is Chris Jones making $31 million. His play last year says he's as good as Jones. Now, Jones is younger, and he's won a Super Bowl, but we're not – Super Bowls, but we're not talking about a long-term deal. We're talking about what Hayward is worth for this year and next is what we're doing. And it is worth way more than what he's getting paid right now.
So how do you think they would do it? They would just crumple the thing up like they enjoy doing, or
– Yes, and give him a raise on this year and then give him a raise on – Maybe he wants 2 years added to the deal. Maybe he wants 36, 37, and 38 is what he wants. So a new
instead
so a
of just adding like next year at 25.
So a 2 year extension after this year. And then something in that contract that probably you're right, they tear up this year and it's just like a new 3 year contract. Look, I'm spitballing like everybody else is who's reacting to the story. That's what I think. I've talked to Hayward. I know you have, too. I see no evidence that he thinks he's anywhere close to retirement. And the thing is, as a negotiating ploy and bargaining chip, he knows that Tomlin has told him repeatedly, I think you can play until you're into your 40s. He's got the head coach on his side. And obviously, Mike gets what he wants, usually. And they've got cap space. They've got a lot of cap space left over. So they can't go to him and cry poor and say, look, like, we don't have money ticketed for you or budgeted for you over the next couple of years. Look at their cap space numbers. They're huge because they don't have an expensive quarterback on the roster.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge benefit. And they won't have an expensive quarterback on the roster for, I don't know, probably the next 4 or 5 years. This was like the case that we were making about TJ Watt. Like, yeah, they're going to pay the guy big money, but they're not going to have to pay a QB really until maybe both of those guys are done playing.
I mean, listen to these guys ahead of him, Donnie. Chris Jones, Milton Williams, Zach Allen, who's a really underrated player, Nnamdi Adebuke in Baltimore, Quinnen Williams, Derek Brown, Jeffrey Simmons, DeForest Buckner, good player, Dexter Lawrence, great player, Daron Payne, Leonard Williams, Kenny Clark, Christian Barmore, who sucked last year, Vita Vea in Tampa, who's just like a run plugger, Jonathan Allen, who's now in Minnesota, Ed Oliver in Buffalo, Tershawn Wharton, Javon Kinlaw, Hargrave on his new deal with the Vikings, Delvin Tomlinson. And of those guys on that list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 are in their 30s. So they're not just all young guys making more money than him. He's absolutely got a strong argument for a raise right now.
Yeah, looking at this list and seeing guys like Dexter Lawrence and Kenny Clark only around like $21 or $22 million makes me think they are underpaid.
They are. But then I see McNeil in Detroit make 24 and a quarter, Donnie. He's a much better player than him.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think he probably should push to be in like the 22 to 25 range. Like, given where he is at against a lot of these players.
And I think he accepted being underpaid last year because it's like, okay, I was hurt last year. I did come back and play for you guys. I wasn't at the top of my game. I didn't sit out. I could have sat out, but whatever. I played. I wasn't the vintage Cam Hayward. And then he was back to elite prime form Cam Hayward this past season. So I think they should give him the money. And last time we had this conversation with Steelers fans about paying Cam Hayward, shockingly, many of them disagreed with it and said, don't do it. I wonder where you guys are on it now. 412-928-9370. 221. Now's the time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. We are reacting to the breaking news. Cam Hayward has not participated in team drills at Steelers training camp because he's unhappy with his contract. There is a quasi-Holden going on, and it's happened right under our nose. No one has reported on this until today. Adam Schefter breaking the news in the last half hour. No comments yet from anybody in the local media. They've talked to Cam. They've observed practice. Up until last hour, there's been no reporting or no digging into this at all. They just assumed Hayward was getting treated like a grizzled 36-year-old vet by Mike Tomlin, apparently. 412-928-9370 is the telephone number. Let's get your reaction on things, beginning with Lou in Irwin. Hello, Lou.
Hey, Pony. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, Cam Hayward, right?
Yep.
All-time Steeler great. Probably deserves a little bit more money. But let's be real about this. Never won a damn thing in the city. Never won anything. He seems like he's a distraction every single year anymore. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of hearing his name. If he plays out these last 2 years, he will have made $160 million in his career. I mean,
so he should just play for half of what he's worth. I mean, so he should just play for half of what he's worth then.
No, it's not half of what he's worth, Pony.
Yeah, it is.
No, sure, he's 36, 37 years old. He's getting paid $15 million.
He was an all-pro last year.
Good for him. Win something.
So it's his fault that they had Russell Wilson and Justin Fields play quarterback, and before that it was his fault that they drafted Kenny Pickett every year prior to last year,
he's hurt. Win something. Instead of bitching about money all the time, win something.
You're not hurt every year if you're a four-time All-Pro and a guy
He's hurt more than he's not the last 5 years, and you know that.
What are you talking about? He's hurt more than he's not. I'll say it again. How do you become an All-Pro every year if you're hurt? How? How does that happen? How do you go to the Pro Bowl every year?
He had a great year last year. It surprised even myself. But the bottom line for me is $160 million and has never won a damn thing.
Let me ask you a question about that.
Hold
on a second, Lou. Let's go over that then. Name the guys on this team that have won anything. I'll wait. I'll sit back and listen. Who are the guys?
I'm not arguing that point.
So why should any of them be here? Why should they have traded for DK Metcalf? What the F has he won in his career? Why should they have brought Jalen Ramsey? I guess he did win, so there's one. Jalen Ramsey won a Super Bowl.
Because I agree with you. They shouldn't have brought any of those, and they shouldn't have signed T.J. Watt to a $41 million contract. Because they haven't won a damn thing.
Yeah,
I'm sick of hearing all the complaining and all the crying about money when these guys haven't won a damn thing.
I understand that, but here's the difference. When you are, by the people that watch football, when you are voted one of the very best at your position, and you are the 36th paid defensive lineman, how do you justify putting your body on the line every day for that?
Then don't. Then retire.
Then retire. Okay. Thanks, Lou. Appreciate it. Let's get to Anthony in Oakland next. Hello, Anthony.
You know, I was a union rep for close to 35 years. I'm starting to be just like Jerry Jones. Honor your daggone contract. He has an agent. He went through this negotiation last year. You can't keep giving raises. I don't care what you've done on the field that you think you deserve it. You have a signed deal. You got guaranteed money.
No, he doesn't.
You can't go on. Hold on. We're not going to keep going on with this player after player in perpetuity.
He doesn't have guaranteed money. He doesn't have guaranteed money. If he has a bad year this year, they can cut him that last year on his contract, and he gets none of that money. He won't see a single
cent. And when he had bad years, he didn't get cut.
When did he have bad years?
Money back.
When did he have bad years?
He had bad years 2 years ago.
2 years ago, he was bad.
Right. He wasn't great.
You're talking about the 2023 season?
Yes. Okay. He wasn't that good. I'm sorry, Tony. You can't do that. You cannot go. You're in a personal service contract. You get a contract. You're in a union, but you're a personal service.
Okay, Anthony. So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this question then. You're one of the great Antonio Brown defenders and lovers of all time. He did this all the time. He'd say, "I way outperform my contract. Give me more money." And guess what? They would. They did.
And guess what? In 2018, they said no. We're not giving you the guaranteed contract anymore. We're not giving you any more guaranteed money. And he went to Oakland. But he was young. This man is 36, going on 37. He's made enough money. Honor your daggone contract.
So you would say to him, if you were his union steward, yeah, that's okay. You're playing for about a half of what you're worth. Don't try to negotiate with a team and get more money out of them. You tell him that?
This hasn't happened in the real world. I've negotiated in my lifetime.
It's not the real world. It's football. It's not the same thing.
Well,
it's pro sports.
And like Jerry Jones, he's tired of it also. It comes to a point where you expect the team to honor all your wishes, but you don't want to do there. You have a signed deal. Honor it. Period.
But they don't honor it. They cut guys with years left on their contract. They
but
don't honor the contract.
They're not cutting him. Let's concentrate on him. They didn't.
But wait
do
a minute.
That.
But why is it incumbent on him to always honor his contracts, but it's not on the team to honor theirs when guys underperform or get hurt?
Because this is an individual business, and they have not mistreated him. If his agent was
no one's arguing not, they've mistreated him. I'm worth more money than what I'm making right now.
But we went through the process last year with your agent. You determined this is the figure you're going to play at. It didn't say if I outperform it, I want more money. You didn't say that last year's negotiation. He has to honor his deal. If he doesn't, then sit out. We'll call his bluff because we're tired of this nonsense.
Thank you, Anthony. Dante's next. Hello, Dante.
Yeah, I first initially called in, and I was totally against giving Hayward anything extra because he's already signed, and I think he just sat out last year, but you kind of convinced me when you went over the numbers that maybe they should give him something. It just bothers me that he just did his contract last year, I think it was, and he is undersized, and when you watch the film, he does get pushed backwards on
running.
He's
undersized. He's played for 14 years.
He's 285, and a lot of – well, listen, this position is a position – that guys come in their rookie year and are total unbelievable studs getting paid nothing in comparison. That happens a lot.
So what are you saying? So, you think Derek Harmon's going to be better than Cam Hayward right off the bat? Is that what you're telling me?
I think there's a distinct – from watching the – and I know it was just college, but I think from watching the film, there's a distinct chance he is going to be a better run stopper his first year. Yeah,
all right.
I do think
Thank you,
that's
Dante.
Possible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Appreciate it. We'll get Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette. This segment is brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. The fan beer of the month is Hitchhiker Brewing's Bane of Existence and supports Breakthrough T1D for type 1 diabetes research. We'll also give tickets away to see Lincoln Park to the best color coming up here in a few minutes. Jason, how did we miss this one? We've had eyes on the ground, boots on the ground in Latrobe for weeks. We've had great reporters there. How did no one get this scoop on Cam Hayward?
Yeah, that was a bit of a mystery to me too, Andrew. I will say personally,
what does the Post Gazette like text chain and email chain on this say right now that you're willing to share?
I haven't seen anything on it. I'm guessing it was person to person communication. I don't know. I mean, it could have been veteran days off. The fact that he's not participating 11 on 11, given Cam's age, I don't know if we're far enough in camp that it's that much of a concern. Maybe thinking slow playing. I don't know. I can't speak for what those guys observed. I know I've been up there 2 days and they were rained out one. So it didn't raise my alarm bells, but I've not been there every day.
Do you think Hayward should get this raise that he's out for?
It depends on what the raise is. I mean, renegotiate the contract? Yeah, I have no problem with that. But renegotiate okay. To what degree? I think Cam deserves it. I think they should hear him out, and I think they should, you know, guarantee him some money, and I think they will. I don't think they want him going around as a malcontent or somebody with no guarantees on his contract. I just wouldn't go guaranteeing him $30 million a season.
All right, let's do a little bit of Pirates here quick because they play tonight, and Ke'Bryan Hayes is back in town. Paul Skeens, we had Dan Zangrilli talk about the ball getting rolled out there for a contract extension with the Pirates. Said they're going to try. It's a Hail Mary. It's a long shot. What have you learned about that, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing active happening. I think that's how it got construed. The Pirates want to have Paul Skeens there. I want to hit the Powerball. Both are probably a same likelihood of happening. The time was due to do it was long ago. And I think it's also a moot point right now, Andrew, until they win. They have much bigger fish to fry. If they figure out a way to win and they're good in 2026, I think that conversation would be a lot more productive than it is right now. There's nothing that I've had indicated to me that this is anywhere close to a possibility or that the discussions, you know, were anything more than a passing, you know, would you be interested in this? And I don't think it's at the forefront of either issue right now. I think there's risk on both sides, as we outlined. And I think that, you know, in Paul's mind, winning is number one. And once we take care of that, then you can talk about the rest of the stuff.
There's a rumor out there that he is actually, despite some of the public comments that he's made, that he actually is optimistic about what the Pirates are going to do in the offseason. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah, I think Paul actually, from what I understand, I've maintained this. This isn't moving off my position. Like, he likes it here. He thinks they can win here. If anything, this is an opportunity for them to reset and add some major league players. I don't think the GM's going to be here. I don't think the GM should be here. But if you're going to hand a new GM a bunch of money and say, here, build a major league team with major league players, and a bunch of money is obviously relative, like, I could understand why they could maybe think that they could reconstitute this into something. So, no, I mean, if there's a perception that Paul Skeens is, like, agitated or down on the Pirates, I don't know if that's out there. It's not. It's not true. He's encouraged by where they're at.
Jason, thank you so much for joining us on two pretty big topics. And, by the way, do you think Ke'Bryan Hayes is thrilled to be in a Reds uniform? Was there open animosity on his way out of town? People have said his dad was pissed and his brother was pissed. Is it true that Ke'Bryan Hayes was also pissed?
I don't think he was pissed, but I think it was time for a change of scenery. I think he's probably happy to go somewhere else. Yeah, I think it worked for both sides. So I think he landed in a good place. He's probably good for a fresh way of going at it. It just didn't work here, and it's a shame. And I'll shut up after this. I think it was just it exposed a lot of things that's wrong with this Pirates regime.
All right, thank you, Jason. Appreciate it, man. We'll be watching, listening, and reading. Thank you.
Take care, Andrew. Bye.
All right, let's go back to the phones here on Cam Hayward. We've got Zach in the car. Hello, Zach.
How are you?
Hey, man.
Hey, so I think it seems like there's a communication issue here with the team and Cam. It seems like everybody else thinks this is a Super Bowl or bust year, and he's just looking for money, more money for his pockets. So in that sense, I feel like you could incentivize him this year but not give him fully guaranteed, because obviously he's still got a couple holes in the lineup that – what safety and wide receiver that you need to pay. So you kind of need to leverage those things whenever you renegotiate.
Hold on, though. You said, like, the team is looking at it one way. He's looking at it differently. I mean, even if he wants to win a Super Bowl or try to win playoff games here, you're saying that it, in pursuit of that, he should be willing to play for about half of what he's worth?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think you just kind of need to take it as a, okay, you played well last year. We're going to give you incentives this year, but not fully guaranteed, and then maybe go forward next year with fully guaranteed money.
So you dangle a carrot out ahead of him, and then next year is going to be dicey and complicated too if he hits those numbers, because then he's going to be angling for guaranteed money, is what you're saying?
I mean, based on – yeah, I would say so. I mean – this year seems like I was saying. I mean, you bring in Aaron Rodgers and all these other pieces to kind of make it a one-year, one-and-done type of situation, then we rebuild next year. So,
but if he's underpaid and all these guys are getting huge paydays, human nature is that wouldn't sit well with you. It wouldn't sit well with me, especially if I thought I was worth way more money than I was making. Thanks, Zach. And he clearly does. Yes. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Here's Justin next. Hello, Justin.
Hello?
Hi, Justin. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
Hey, good. I was calling about is the free Penguins ticket still available?
Free Penguins tickets?
Yeah.
For what?
If your birthday is the same as Sidney Crosby's.
Who made that offer?
Someone told me about it, so I guess not, huh?
No. I don't think they ever were. I think someone's jerking you around, Justin.
I'm sorry, man.
I think you should call that person back and tell him to go screw himself. How's that sound?
I'm going to. Thanks.
All right, goodbye, Justin. Frank is next. Hello, Frank.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Just calling in regards to the Cam Hayward conversation that you guys are having. And, I mean, I think pay the guy. First and foremost, I mean, football players, obviously, especially his position, put their body on the line. I mean, and, you know, the one caller was talking about win something. Direct that anger towards the coach. Direct that anger towards Mike Tomlin, who everyone preaches is 500 and acts like that's somehow amazing. You know, I mean, anyone in their job, if you're 500, you're mediocre at best, right? You're in the NFL to win championships or go to the playoffs and win an actual playoff game.
Right.
But to, like, to tout that we're, like, oh my gosh, he's a coach that is 500. I mean, it's just, it's absolutely absurd. The first change the Steelers need to make is to get rid of the coach, because the teams he's had over the years had so much talent that they could have gone further. The coaching's poor, and all, like, the conferences where we're men and we're going to make adjustments and all the stupid shit that he says. It's just
gotta
ridiculous.
Dump that. Thank you. I mean, appreciate it. Got to let you run. Thank you, Frank. Can't say that word. Everything else before that I was okay with.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.